Gracious and almighty Heavenly Father, again we come in Jesus' name. We're not coming in our name, but in the name of Jesus, to give you glory and to give you praise. Because you are worthy to be praised. We really can't thank you enough for what you have already done for us. Accept our gratitude for a big-hearted God who loves us in spite of. Thank you for this day now. And thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul. Let every soul receive a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. Bless his holy name. To our preachers and deacons and all of God's children, and to our honorable mayor, Brother May. It's just good to be saved. I put a lot of emphasis on that. It's just good to feel the Spirit of God. Feel the Spirit of God. Saints, that one thing about New Bethlehem, we have some bone again folks here. Thank God for that. I'm talking about being born again. Born again. And those of us who are going through your trials and your tests, hold your head up. Hold your head up. Go on. And the devil may not want you to shout. Go on and shout anyway. I mean that. You have. Don't let the devil keep your head down. Yeah. Don't let him keep your head down. He'll keep your head bowed. You already have triumphed if you in Christ Jesus. That's right. I mean it. Yeah, you've got to know how to go on. In spite of what you're going through with, you got to learn how to go on. Hallelujah. That's his holy name. The other side of salvation, number 11, the other side of salvation. We're going to read 2 Timothy 3 and 12. 2 Timothy 3 and 12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus share, suffer persecution. Oh, you had to go look that up. That mean no more. That mean if you've been born again and living for Christ, you won't might, maybe, but it, you share, suffer persecution. You ain't got to go look that up. He means just what he said here. When you live for Christ, I mean living for him. He said you share. Look like he ain't got it right, but it's right. Look like he got it turned backwards. But if we going to follow him, you got to suffer. That's what it means. That's a promise. You share, suffer persecution. Bless his holy name. In Luke 9, you're going to read one of my main scripture verses there, 23. And he said to them all, dealing with all again, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Suffering for a Christian is a lifestyle. It's a daily thing. Ain't no monthly thing. You don't pick out what you want. Your suffering coming next month, you know, don't remember now. Every other year, every day. It's an every day. Daily. 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 And follow me. You got to follow him with no madness in your heart. You got to tell folk, I love you still. And tell God, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Following him, that's what he said to his enemies. For he said, you're going to suffer if you follow me. That means if you go through what I'm going through with, you're going to still catch some hell. You know, sometimes we kind of live it off. I'm going to do this. I'm going to try to buy Jesus off. You can't buy him off.
All right. All right.
You can't buy them off by doing right. You're supposed to do right. That means if you live godly, you shall suffer persecution. Bless his holy name. The other side. I don't know what you think about this series, but it's blessing me. I promise you. It's blessing me. You miss yours if you want to, but it's blessing me. The other side, the glorious side, is that Jesus rose. That's the glorious side. He rose. He got up early Sunday morning with all power in his hand. He rose. We have everlasting life in all the blessed promises. That's the glorious side.
Yes, sir.
We love that side, don't we, y'all?
Yes, sir.
All the glorious promises. All the blessing promises. All the good side. All the love inside. All the hug inside. Boy, that's a blessing, ain't it, y'all? But there's another side to this thing that we don't really like. Watch the cross side. The cross side is the other side of suffering and death. Suffering and death. And they both come together. You can't have one without the other. You ever heard a package deal? This a package deal. I can't say I'm a follower of Jesus, but I don't want this side. It's a package deal. Look at God. Jesus Christ lived a godly life. All right, they that live godly don't do the same thing he done by suffering.
You're right. Amen.
That's a promise.
Amen.
Yeah. That's a promise. Yeah. And my brother and sister, Jesus does not want us to forget this. It's too important in him. We look all over it. We don't think about it. And even when we're going through trials and testing, we forget about it. Sometimes we don't know what to do because we don't know nothing about it. And then you throw up your hand and give up. So you need to know about it. He don't want you to forget it. Paul, get your Bible. I want you to read something for me. 1 Corinthians 11, 24 through the 26th chapter. This good stuff for you. I promise you. Yes, open your eyes to a lot of things. Especially in the church. God Almighty. 1 Corinthians 11, 24 through 26 verse. Read it, Paul.
And when he had given thanks,
yeah,
he break it and said, take, eat, this is my body,
yeah,
which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.
What the body is about, what the bread is about, we don't do that at night, amen. That's suffering, breaking his broken what? Body. God Almighty. Broken body. It was broken for who? You. Us. All of us. Who've been born again. He said, do this in remembrance of what? Don't forget this. Don't forget my body was broken for you. And if you follow me, some folks going to break yours. Don't forget it.
Yes, sir.
I done this for you.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you follow me, they're going to do the same thing to you.
Yeah.
Don't forget this. Yeah. Remember this. Don't you forget. Take the Lord's Supper. Let us realize we're going to go through some suffering.
Yes, sir.
Even that, don't forget it. Read the next verse, Paul.
After the same manner,
yeah,
also he took the cup.
Yes, sir.
When he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood.
God Almighty.
This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me.
Mm-hmm. Blood is what? Suffering.
Yeah.
For the remission of our sin. Watch now. When you, he's not talking about I'm going to the hospital or the doctor's office and let him get some blood. This blood don't come from gnashes and cutting on his body. Thorns pressed down on his head, nails in his hand. This is the kind of blood he's talking about.
Amen.
Remember, he said. He did it for you. And he did it for me. When you partake of the Lord's Supper, he said, remember me. Remember what I went through with for you. And if any man come after me, let him get ready to do the same thing daily and follow me. Lord, bless his holy name. And we're trying to duck it all we can. I ain't going to get in it. Well, you're already in it. When you got born again, you got in it.
All right.
When you gave your life to Christ, you was in it then. Stop ducking so much. Oh, have mercy. With our scary self. Stand up for Jesus everywhere you go. Stop being chicken.
Amen.
See, if you shame it on me before me, I'm shaming it on you. We are ashamed of his word. Some things in the Bible we don't even say because we're ashamed of it. If Jesus can say it, I'm going to say it.
Go ahead.
If it said cat, I'm going to say cat.
All right. Yeah.
If it said horse, I'm going to say a horse.
Yeah.
He said it. Why can I say it?
Well,
use other words to miss his word. Because if we say it like he said, they're going to get mad. Yeah. So they come up with some new words. They replace the word of Christ. Because we chicken and scared of the other side of salvation. Or you might well go and get with me now. You might well go and get with me. You might well go and pray for me. Because if you give me strength, I'm going to say it. You know that. Yeah, this wasn't wrong. This is what it's all about. Following Jesus is suffering. It's the other side of salvation. And my brother and sister, when we fail to preach and teach the other side of salvation, we then give the people a part truth. Not the whole truth, but a part truth. And when you get a part truth, you're being deceived.
That's right.
Yeah. You're being deceived when we just get part of it. It's complete. In the name of Jesus, he did it. And my brothers and sisters, all Christians, say Christian. All Christians need to be reminded of the other side of salvation. Why, Reverend Walker? Because you are going through your deep water of life. And if you don't watch yourself, you'll be tempted to think that God has failed you. You'll be tempted to think that God has left me alone. But when you know it don't read about it, I know he's standing right here by my side. He know you in the deep water, but you know it. You'll stay there and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Give me strength.
Right.
I'm going through my deep water of life. Jesus not going nowhere to sleep. He's watching every time the water get a little higher.
Right.
Every time it get a little higher. He's watching it. He know how far he wanted to go. And it's going where he wanted to go. But when you know about it, you'll stand there and wait on the Lord. But if you don't know nothing about it, you may get in there and try to get out of it and get yourself messed up. But if you wait on the Lord, because I know what I'm going through with. And when you know what you're going through with, stand there. I dare you to stand there and see God move. Bless his horse. Sometimes I just watch and see God do something. Sometimes I say, I'm going to see how he's going to do this. You know, I'm going to. God knows I'm not lying. I'm going to step down. I'm going to see how God going to do this. I got some things right now waiting on. I'm going to see how he going to do it. I declare he'll fix it for you. If you just step there and wait on him. Don't never run at the devil. Just let the Lord have the devil. You just stand there. Yeah. Stop worrying. Just stand. I'm seeing how the Lord is. How in the world he going to do this? Lord have mercy. But I dare you to stand. When you know the Lord on your side, you stand right there. Because it ain't nothing new what a preacher had to go through with, or what a deacon had to go through with, what a lame had to go through with, what a child of God had to go through with. It ought not be new to you. Tell me, I'm trying to teach you why you're supposed to give up and get coward.
Yeah.
Give up your hand. No, stay there.
Yeah.
And see how God going to fix it for you. Well, he know how to fix it. Hey, and when he fixes it, he got it fixed.
All right.
You see, when he fixes it, you can't go to cope with it. When he fixes, you don't need no lawyer. You don't need killing, do you? Ain't that right? Your mommy called your name, did killing? Bless your heart. No. No, sir. He fights your battle for you. Bless his holy name. Yeah, you need to know this stuff. I want my folks to know. Folks I passed, I want everybody saved. Boy, from the depths of my heart, But those who I pastor, I want everybody I pastor saved. Want to get to heaven, I want to see all of them. Ain't that right, y'all?
All right.
And look at one another. Say, we made it, didn't we, y'all?
Yes, sir.
Yeah! No, you're saved! Yeah, know this stuff. Well, when you go through your trial, job get cut off from you. They cut you off and kept the rest of them. You just stay right there. You didn't do nothing. You just stay right there. God got a better job for you. They didn't get me to do this. They didn't get me. You just stand still. All things work together for good. To them that love the Lord and to them who are the called according to His purpose. We may not see no good in a lot of things, but if you wait on the Lord, you'll see His purpose. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord. If you follow me, you're going to go through some trials. And you're going to go through some tests if you follow me. And stop trying to ruin and duck. That's what happened tonight. So many preachers. I ain't talking about y'all preachers. I don't ring. In these last days. Everybody said last days. In these last days, my brothers and sisters, preachers, pastors are preaching a gospel without blood. They preaching a blood-free gospel.
Yes, sir.
Now let it soak in. They preaching a blood-free gospel.
That's right.
The whole thing is blood. I said the whole thing is blood. Blood. Yeah. They preaching a gospel without a cross. They preaching a gospel without scars. They preaching a gospel without trials. They preaching a gospel without pain. They preaching a gospel without suffering. They preaching a gospel without blood. They preaching a gospel without persecution. They preaching the gospel without enemies. My brother and sister, Jesus has scarred blood from the top of his head down to the sole of his feet. Blood everywhere, scars everywhere. And we trying to preach a free scar gospel. Telling folk, deceiving folk going and coming.
Yeah.
If you follow Jesus, you're going to get some scars.
Yes,
if you follow Jesus, you're going to get some pain.
Yes,
if you follow Jesus, you're going to get some headaches.
Yes.
Preachers now, preaching a blood-free gospel. A gospel without a cross.
Right.
You can't preach Jesus' gospel without preaching the cross. But that would happen. In last and evil days. And my brothers and sisters, the gospel, always remember this. The gospel, everybody say gospel. The gospel of Christ, or the cross of Christ, is the heart of the gospel.
Amen.
The death, burial, and resurrection is the heart of the gospel. Paul, get your Bible. Read 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through the 4th verse. Bless his holy name. Trying to go to heaven without a cross. trying to go to heaven without blood.
All right.
Yeah. Trying to go to heaven without scars on you. Read it, Paul.
Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand.
Now watch, I want you to stand on what I done preach. Paul telling folks at Corinthians, say, I preach one gospel. Read on, Paul.
By which also ye are saved.
Yeah.
If ye keep in memory what I preached unto you.
Yeah.
Unless ye have believed in vain.
All right. Now you saved, he said. I'm not going to change no gospel. I got the same gospel. What I preached to you, you got saved under that gospel.
All right.
Now read on.
For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received.
Yeah.
How that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
According to what? He died, right? That's dying right there. That's suffering. Died. That's the first thing I preached. Yeah. That he died. He died. How died? Christ died for our what? Sin according to somebody wrote something.
Yeah. Yeah.
The scripture. He talked about the Bible.
Amen.
The scripture, the Bible, the 66 books. I preach according to the Bible. The scripture. That he what? Die.
All right.
Somebody had to die. For your salvation, somebody what? Die. Read the next verse.
And that he was buried.
God Almighty.
And that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures.
Y'all see that? This the heart of the gospel. And that he was what? Buried.
Amen.
He didn't stay dead, right?
No, sir.
But he rose the third day according to what?
The
scripture.
Go ahead, brother.
It's the heart of the gospel. Die. Buried. But got up.
All right. Yes, sir.
With all power in his hand. And because he got up, we gonna get up. Because we followed him.
Amen.
Let me tell y'all this. It just come on mind. Now, when before Jesus died, everybody died after that, before that, guess where they were? They were dying in Abraham's bosom, what we call. Next door to hell.
All right.
They couldn't go to heaven. Somebody had to die for their sin. That rich man looked over there. There was a gulf between hell and paradise. He saw the poor man. Just the happiest of lock over there. He told Abraham, Father Abraham, just let him come on here, dip his finger in a little water, and just put on my tongue. I'm like I'm burning up. He said, no, you can't go over there. There's a gulf. Depart y'all. That's where all the saints went in the Old Testament, saints that died, they went on this side. They couldn't go to heaven.
All right. You're right.
Why they couldn't go to heaven? Ain't nobody died for their sin yet. Somebody had died for this, but we're in a comfortable place. But they wasn't in heaven where they come from. Jesus come to get us to kill us where we come from.
Right.
Couldn't nobody go to heaven until somebody pay a price.
Yeah. You're right.
Y'all gonna get this stuff, buddy. When Adam messed up in the garden, heaven was wide open before he messed up. But when Adam messed up, God closed heaven doors just like that.
All right.
Now, if any man come up here now, he got to come up here through Jesus Christ.
All right. All right.
So that was the best place you had them down there. They were comfortable, but they wasn't where he's supposed to go. Oh, bless his holy name. But when he died. God Almighty. I said, but when he died. His spirit went down in hell. And when his spirit went to hell, it went over there and opened the doors of those in paradise to tell Abraham, now you free.
Yeah.
You can come and go to heaven now. I don't die.
Yeah.
But I didn't stay dead. I got up.
Yeah.
Cough, I got up. I come at you.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I come at you. That means the Bible says when Jesus rose from the dead, the saints got up out of the grave and started walking in Jerusalem.
Amen, amen, amen.
When we leave here, hallelujah. I said, when we leave here, we ain't going down yonder. We going up yonder. Paul said, after from the body, just fill them with the Lord. This the heart of the gospel. The death, burial, and resurrection. Went down there to get him. Well, you know me now. I get crazy in the way, you know. I can see Abraham over there just talking to Sarah. Abraham just talking to Sarah.
Yeah, he coming, he coming. Can I say this?
Favor kind of gnawed off a little bit, and
way after a while,
here come Jesus. Hey, man, went over there and shook him.
That's him!
We finna get out of here! Can you leave here? You come down here to get me. So I ain't got to go down in paradise. I'm going to the paradise. That place down there is closed up. Can I say this, y'all?
Yes.
A sale sign on it. Paul said, absent from the body is present with the Lord. And my brothers and sisters, if you are listening, everybody said listening. If you are listening to any preacher, pastor, who preaching Jesus without his cross, God knows you are being deceived. God knows you being deceived. Can't preach Jesus without his cross. You can't preach Jesus without him being buried. You can't preach Jesus without him getting up out the grave. Bless his holy name. Our suffering just remind us what Jesus went through with us. Yeah, we got to suffer. They that live godly. And my brother says, always remember this. Go by what the scripture said. And when you go by what the scripture said, you cannot go wrong. Go by, I don't care what they're saying. Because, buddy, they can make it feel so strong. That's why you got to know the Bible for yourself.
All right.
The devil can fix up things so strong, and when you don't know them no better, you'll find yourself following that false doctrine.
Yeah, Reverend.
The scripture done told you right here all about it.
Yes, sir.
So, Lord, here. Well, there ain't no stuffing everyday Sunday. Them lies. There ain't no everyday Sunday. Hey, stop letting folks mess you up. Send me $50 and I'll tell you how to get over. I already know how to go over. I got this right here.
All right.
Yes, sir.
I got the Bible. I know I'm already over. If I just stay with Jesus, I'm already over. I ain't trying to get to the River Jordan and get over. I'm already over the River Jordan. My job is to just stand still. That means when you don't know no better, folk mess you up. Especially folk who just never know about no script or nothing like that. And then anybody come just move them out. Just like that.
You're right.
Why? Come here, boy. Come here, pat you a little bit. Because you don't know no better. You've got to know false preachers when you see them. That means you got to have a pastor while you can't know them.
All right. Amen.
And they around here about a million. Yeah. Jesus can say, if many gonna come in that day saying, I've done this in your name, I cast out demons in your name, I've done wonderful work in your name. He said, I never knew y'all. Them preachers never been born again.
Mama.
Think everybody getting the proof it is a God-sent preacher. The devil got more preachers than Jesus got.
Yeah. Yeah.
That means you got to stick with the scripture.
Yeah.
Nobody going to go to hell except Reverend Walker sent you. You're going to go because you want to go.
Yeah.
If you hang around him.
Yeah.
That's my job. Make sure that you miss hell.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yeah, the shepherd, I'm supposed to watch over the sheep.
Right.
Supposed to watch over their soul, not their body, but their soul.
Yeah.
I'm a soul watcher, not a body watcher.
Yeah, right.
I might say you look good. I might say you're losing weight. I might say you're getting fat. I might say all that, but I'm watching your what? Soul!
Yeah.
Lord, go hold me responsible for soul.
Yeah.
If I didn't tell you the truth.
Yeah.
But when they kind of preach without the cross, you be in the sea.
Yeah.
I promise you, you be in the sea. I don't care how they fix it. And boy, they can fix up words.
Yeah.
I mean, the way they say it, boy, you don't know no better. He just saying it right.
Yeah.
Just right here.
All right.
Devil love to catch folk just half come to church and don't know nothing about no Bible. Anybody pick them up. Anybody pick them up.
Yeah.
But boy, when you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I know I've been converted. I've been pumping. I study my word. Ain't no devil going to lead me astray. Because I study the word of God. That's his holy name. Yeah. My brothers and sisters, without the cross and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, it wouldn't be a Christianity. It wouldn't be a Christ-like. Christianity means Christ-like. Yeah, without the cross. See, that we talked to us. And someone had to pay a price. And that price was the blood. Jesus paid that price for us. It was a price of blood. Ain't that something? Blood had to be what? The price. Not money, but what? Blood. Yeah. Ain't not a red cross getting on out you. It's blood so cutting out you. Hanging on the cross. Cutting your head off. Put in a hollow log and saw your half in two with a saw. Go reach about. Hebrew talk about it. Them old saints, they got them because they didn't. They renounced Jesus then. They got him and put him in hollow logs.
Yes, sir.
My Lord. Got a saw and saw him having to lie.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right. Stone him to death.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Running for their life.
Yes.
Some had to live in the mountains.
That's right.
Some had to live down in dens and holes. Read your Bible. Go to Hebrews and read it.
Yeah.
Some put on sheep clothes.
Yeah.
Get mangled with sheep and kind of hide. They didn't have no no clothes. They were destituted.
Yes,
they had to go get sheep clothes. They didn't have no suit to put on, no fine shoes. They didn't have nothing. They were destituted.
Yes,
running from Christ. Running for Christ. But the devil led them.
Yes,
and we ain't going through nothing and still
right.
Scared.
All right.
Don't want to offend the devil, offend the world. Make the world mad. Let them get mad. They're already mad. They were mad when you got here. They're going to be mad when you leave. Somebody got to stand up for Jesus. But who going to stand for him then? He stood for you, not stand for him. You not standing by yourself. He's there by your side.
Amen.
But I got to get ahead of myself. I'm going to get ahead. Listen at me. Listen at me. Y'all listen at me good. Can't nobody take your life except Jesus allow it. You can't die except Jesus allow it. If Jesus wants you to get killed by the gospel, that's his business. You've been bought with a price. Oh, let me say this. We're scared to die. Let me tell you this. See, watch what death is. We got to look at death just like God look at it. Death, watch. Death is just a sleep. Just like you went to sleep last night, you don't know what time you went.
All right.
All you know when you woke up, it was, it's 6 o'clock. Between the time you went to sleep and woke up, what you know? Nothing. That's where a child of God died. Jesus already took the pains on the cross. Ain't no pains or no death. He already took our pain. When we leave here just like asleep. He said, Lava just sleeping, that's all. And when God calls us home, that's all it is. And when you wake up, ah, look at you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You ain't going to be up there saying, I'm going to tell them how you treat me when I, you ain't going to tell that mess up there. When I get to heaven, I'm going to tell them how they treated me. Well, God said, I know how you treated them, too. But that mess ain't going to be on your mind when you see Jesus. I said, when you see Jesus. Your whole attitude done changed. If he wants you to die, go on and die. That's his business.
Well,
that'd be good to be a child of God.
All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Need to be a child of God. You ain't got to worry about death.
All right.
Again, when your time up. I know some folk, boy, if money could have kept me here, they'd have been here right now. They'd have been here right now. But I'm so glad. Say, I'm glad.
I'm glad
that God got the best stuff out the reach of money. Said, what is profit a man?
Yeah.
Or what advantage to a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
Yeah.
It doesn't value you nothing. It doesn't profit you nothing. Because somebody else got your stuff. And when they get through with it, somebody else got it. When they get through with it, somebody else got it. When they get through with it, somebody else got it. When they get through with it, somebody else got it. When they get through with it, somebody else got it. When they get through, somebody else got it. Then God's gonna burn the whole world up after a while. Not a whole world run up. But when you see Jesus, you forget about this stuff. That's his holy name. Yeah. The other side. Everybody said the other side of salvation. And my brothers and sisters, there's no way out of it. The cross. Persecution will come. Now y'all listen, I said this last Sunday, but it's so important. Watch this now. It's so important. I want y'all to get this. It's so important. When the church of Christ, see a lot of churches, ain't but one real one. That's the church of Christ. When the church of Christ compromised God's word to keep from suffering for Christ's sake, it's like we are telling the world that we are sorry and forgive us for what Jesus has said to you. That this world was wicked and sinful. That what Jesus called the world wicked and sinful, and they don't like it. So we apologizing for offending you. In so many words, this is what we are telling the world. Sinner, we are sorry. Something Jesus said, he didn't know what he was talking about. That's all we're saying. When we compromise God's word, we apologizing to the world. If Jesus said, we got to say it. Why we are afraid to tell the world what thus said the Lord? Pit on some preachers. Who's scared to tell the world what Jesus said. So when the church of Christ compromised the word of God, it's just like apologizing to the world. That's sad. And it is sad. Because we are afraid to stand up for the truth. And my brothers and sisters, many preachers, pastors have stopped preaching to keep from facing the other side of salvation. Many pastors have gave it up to keep from suffering. The duck ought not to face the other side of salvation. And some are saying, you know some on the left, don't come to church no more. Because church folks jumped on them. I said, church folks. See, church folks jump on you.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Never been born again, but church folks. They love church. They touch it.
Yeah.
They got a lot of church in them, but they have no Jesus in them.
Oh, right.
They'll jump on you like a frog.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. That's his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, a few more minutes. Many of God preachers, pastors,
yes, sir,
are running away from the other side of salvation. Paul said, I am not trying to please men.
All right.
By sweet talk and flattering words. Paul, get your Bible. Look at Galatians 1 and 10. Folks need to know this stuff. Read it, Paul.
For do I now persuade men?
God am I.
Or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ.
Y'all see that now? Do y'all see what that thing says? They were accusing Paul of changing the gospel. Paul said, "For do I now persuade men or God? God Almighty, who am I please? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ." All Paul is saying, when I please men and don't please God, I'm finna go into the wrath of God. finna to fall in the wrath of God. God finna get me. Who want to be in the wrath of God? Can't nobody get you out. When preachers tell you lies to make everything sound sweet and cool, God don't get them preachers if they've been called by God. Now, if they haven't been called by God, nine times again, they've been born again anyway. They're going to bust hell wide open anyway. But those who've been called by God and then using these sweet things to flatter folk and make them feel good, ain't telling the whole truth, God going to get them.
All right.
And when a preacher tells you that God has the truth, that's the one who loves you.
Well, go ahead, Reverend.
Say that again.
Go ahead, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
I'm on my way to heaven. I'm called to help everybody that I can. Now watch this. Now I'm gonna put y'all in this. Now watch this. Now here you got some children. You got 5 children. Now they never been down the road before. They never been down the road before. And you've been down there 100 times. You know every ditch fall. You know where the snakes are. You know where everything, the mountain, the valley, you know where, and you've got to send them over yonder. Now, what you going to do? First of all, you're going to school them. Your children, this is what you love. I said, yeah, ain't that right? Now, these are your children. Now, you try to pinch out everything. You may draw a map on them. See, when you get turned down there, you tuck over yonder to the right now. When you get over yonder, you go to the left now. Watch them ditch holes. There's some lions over that side now. There's some whoopers on down the road down there. Now why y'all think I'm talking to y'all like I'm talking to y'all?
Go ahead,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm trying to help you.
That's right.
You ain't paying my way to heaven. Jesus paid that price already for me. But I'm sent to help you. Not I'm bragging, I have apprehended, but I'm sent to help you. And he gonna get me if I don't help you. And I don't want to be gotten by him.
Yes, sir.
Got to love people to tell them the truth.
All right.
Can't compromise with me. Think you don't love them, but I love you to death. I want to see my folk. Lord, ain't mine, but God, folks, he put me over you.
That's right.
Them that follow me. You ain't follow, that's your business. That means I told you to go join another church because you got to stand for God. You better pay me some attention. You better pay me some attention. You got to stand before God if you stand one day. See, folks say, oh boy, see, the saints say, get to heaven, don't see the congregation that I preach to. But thank God we got a lot of born again folks in here. I know that. But we got some still in the middle of the fence.
Right. Well,
praying for them. I don't want to please men. If I please men, I'll be messed up. I've got to please God. And we got too many men pleaser in the pulpit.
You're right.
Yes, sir.
You can't make nobody love you. If they don't love you, just don't love you.
All right.
You can't make a devil love you. If he ain't got it, he just ain't got it.
Mama.
Pleasing men. I'm got to face God one day. Paul said, I'm not his servant.
That's right.
When you begin to please men, You're putting yourself in the hands of his wrath.
That's right.
And boy, when you're in his hand,
yeah,
the hoodoo doctor can't help you. Put a rabbit foot in your pocketbook. That ain't going to help you. Put a horseshoe over your door. That ain't going to stop Jesus from coming. When he put his foot on your neck, buddy, you got something on your neck.
Right.
Can't nobody take it off. Can he get ready? You think I want to fall in the wrath of God?
No,
for money and nothing else? No, sir.
Catalog number 0936.
So Paul said, I don't want to fall in his wrath.
Yes, sir.
Because you don't want to be in the wrath of God. And my brothers and sisters, I'm not here to please you in a sense when it comes down to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because I love your soul. When I preach like I preach, I care for you. It ain't like you paying my way to heaven. Jesus already done that.
All right.
I'm called to help you.
All right.
That means I thank God for the prayer of the real saints.
All right.
Who praying for me.
Yeah.
I thank him every day of my life. Thank you for the saints who praying for me. I want to let y'all know, I thank you for praying for me.
Uh-huh.
I need your prayer.
Yes.
That God would give me more boldness to stand up, to tell folk what thus said the Lord. That's his holy name. He's a good God to us. And he's a kind and a merciful God to us. And my brother and sister, I got a few more minutes. Many Christians want to go to heaven without the cross of Christ. They kind of duck the other side of salvation. They want to go without scars, pains, and blood. Jesus carried scars, and he carried scars and pains to heaven with him. Y'all remember when John said, I don't know, when John got to writing, said when he got by the grave, he had holes in his hand. He carried scars with him. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, if we're going to follow Jesus, we got a suffer duty to pay. We got a cross duty to pay. We got a blood duty to pay. We got scars duty to pay. And my brother and sister, real saints, those who have been born again, are not exempt from the other side of salvation. The real saints of God is the body of Christ. One preacher told me one time, he told me twice. He said, now, Reverend Walker, the preaching you do will cause death. You'll get killed preaching this kind of preaching.
Right.
He don't told me, hello, that don't problem. I ain't never said nothing to him about it, but I ain't got nothing to him about it. But he meant what he said. Now watch this now. So what if I get killed for the gospel? Jesus got killed for the gospel. Peter got killed for the gospel. John got killed for the gospel. Stephen got killed for the gospel. All of them got killed for the gospel. By the million got killed for the gospel. Well, who you think I am? I'm not hitting on nothing. Let me get killed for the gospel. If I get killed, that God gets me. That don't bother me. But they're compromising because they try to duck the other side of salvation.
Uh-huh.
That means they're compromising.
Yes.
Because it's called death sometimes.
Yes, sir. Mama.
That's his holy name. So I got a gospel to preach. He gonna let me preach it. Until he said that's enough. And when he said that's enough, everything will be all right. That's what I love about the Lord. He promised never to leave me, nor forsake me. I got my hand in the winding chain. I done made up my mind. I ain't gonna turn around. I done made up my mind. I'm gonna follow Jesus. Have you made up your mind that you're gonna follow Jesus? You may stumble and fall, but don't stay there. Jesus, Jesus will reach down and pick you up. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Yeah! My mind is made up that I'm going to follow Jesus. If I have to go through the mountain, I'm going to follow Jesus. In the loud and I'm going to follow Jesus. Hey, yes. In the fire furnace, I'm going to follow Jesus. Jesus. Ah, Jesus. Do you know him? Do you know him? Won't he take care of you? Won't he watch over you? Won't he keep you? Ah, yes. He's a good Jesus. Have you tried it? Have you tried it? Won't he make a way? He done brought you from a long way. Ah, yes. Ain't he good? Ain't he good? Ain't he good? Keep you. I said he'll keep you. You ain't got to be afraid. He'll keep you. Won't he do it? Won't he watch over you? Won't he look after you when you can't look after yourself? When the enemy thinks he got you down, he may hold you for a year. But next year, Jesus will let you come back. They'll look at you and say, how did he made it? Jesus, he brought me. Jesus, he keep me. He'll keep you, boy.
Yes, he will.
Go on, suffer for him.
Yes, sir.
And tell the Lord, forgive him.
Yes, sir.
And see, don't God bless you.
Yes, sir.
I dare you to do it.
Yes, sir.
Put them in the hands of the Lord like that. Say, Lord, don't harm them. Just help them. Save them if they're lost. God won't folks save who lost. That may be your enemy. But stand still. Don't be afraid. Can't nothing happen to you except you bring it on yourself. Now, God gonna take care of you. And you get to stand and call. You've done that yourself. But I'm talking about when you're going through your trials and your tests, God ain't going nowhere. He just sitting there just watching you, that's all.
Yeah.
Just see how you're going to take it.
Yes, sir.
Don't throw your towel in. Stand there. And say, Lord, I don't understand everything, but I know you with me. That's all you do. I know you are with me. Watch this. I'm going to let you go. The enemy can be like this, for as you concerned, that close to you. But for as God concerned, he's a million miles from you. God didn't bring us here to leave us. We got to suffer to go through this thing. And he'll fight your battle if you put it in his hand. Let us all stand.